And there I was looking at a tax bill with numbers, was looking at me.
Quite wrong.
Yeah, well, they understood me better than I understood them.
You get taxed on the value of the shares you receive.
On that very day.
You realize I don't have that much cash to pay my tax bill, and the price of the shares have decreased tremendously, then you have a liquidity problem.
Couldn't help but wonder, if taxes are truly unavoidable, why do they always feel like a bad date we never agreed to? Welcome to Tax and the City. I'm Julia Tatje from Taxum, your personal tax boutique in Zurich. Here we talk taxes simply and honestly. Sometimes just you and me, sometimes with guests, always rooted in real life. And just like that, something mandatory becomes a little more delightful. I couldn't help but wonder why the smartest people I know are often the most surprised when it comes to equity compensation. They negotiate contracts, manage global teams, they understand strategy and risk. And then one day, a vesting date arrives, and suddenly success comes with a six-figure tax bill. Welcome back to Tax and the City. Today's episode is about RSUs, restricted stock units, the reward that looks simple and till it's not. You'll hear from Willem Roux, an executive in pharma who found himself facing exactly that moment. And you'll hear from Bastian Thurneisen, partner at Burkhardt Lawyers, who brings legal and structural clarity to situations like these. At Taxum Personal Tax Boutique in Zurich, this is where our work usually begins, where ambition meets complexity and clarity becomes essential. In this episode, you'll hear two perspectives, the emotional reality and professional clarity. And we will start with Willem. Welcome, Willem.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for casting some spotlight on this very important matter. I think many pharmaceutical executives and other people in different industries.
Yes, insurances, banks, exactly. There's tons of companies that offer restricted stock units as part of their compensation plan.
As part of the compensation plan, but moreover, it's part of the retention plan. And it's almost a way to keep you in the company and to make their proposal to you a lot more attractive. I've been in the pharmaceutical industry for 20 years. I'm a doctor. I qualified in medicine. And I really thought that I understood what was, you know, placed in front of me, because I've signed so many job contracts, yeah. Job offers before. I thought this is something really simple. And when I looked at RSU, I felt it's something positive. I didn't feel it's something that I need to be close to, because it's something that will happen eventually. And to a certain extent, it was very abstract. It wasn't very scientific. It wasn't something that I was very familiar with. So I thought it's not really urgent for me to pay attention to that.
Maybe we can quickly say what an RSU is all about. So it's basically your company promising you to give you stocks.
Correct.
At a later stage. And they promise you that they're going to give this to you if you are still part of the company at that very day.
Exactly.
So this is why you mentioned this as a retention.
Yes. Tool. So, and it looks really attractive.
And it is.
It is. Yeah. It's something that should work for you if yes. You are obviously aware of the implication thereof. I think, you know, in my mind, said I just put it in a folder, which, you know, was labeled, I'll deal with this later. And to my mind, I was thinking, I'll deal with this on a beach while I'm sitting on a cold beverage. Thing that I was just right in front of me. I didn't feel that I understood it, but I didn't feel like it was something that I needed to pay attention to immediately.
Yeah.
Days are busy. Time's kind of like flying quickly out. And yeah, the next moment, you're at a different view on an RSU.
So maybe you can take us with you, like what happened. So you did, of course, receive a regular salary, a monthly salary, plus then your company promised you to give those RSUs to you. And then one sunny, I don't know if it was a sunny day, but one day, vesting date arrived and those shares were given to you.
The shares were given to me and they were looking amazing. I was feeling like a rich man on that specific day.
So you opened a bottle of champagne.
I was ready to celebrate yes. My future kind of well-being. And, you know, I was already starting to plan how I will spend the money.
Of course.
There was obviously various ways of doing it. It's one of those opportunities where you feel like, I've made it. This is what success really tastes like. So, you know, you face it, you are, it's used, you know, and then, you know, as we all know, companies have different ways of explaining all of this data to you. And there was opportunities within the company to familiarize ourselves with the information. But this is done in a very generic way, right? And usually the HR is based in Germany or in the Netherlands or in one of the other countries. So they always say, go back to your tax person. And, you know, I had a tax person, which, you know, which was yourself, but I thought I had control over this. I thought I knew what I was getting myself into. So in my mind, I was already starting to spend money. And then, you know, as we start to fill in the tax bill and we start to kind of actually pull the equity from this, these RSU, we actually end up with a tax bill that may have a bit of a surprise element to it.
Which is quite an understatement.
That was an understatement for me, for sure. In my case, the stock had vested at a very higher, much higher price that I then eventually had sold it as.
Yes.
And because of the way structured in Switzerland, and where I believe we do not have capital gains tax, per se.
Yes.
That left me exposed for my tax liability to the amount that it had vested and not the amount that I had put in my pocket.
Yes.
And there I was looking at a tax bill where the numbers was looking at me.
Quite wrong.
Yeah, well, they understood me better than I understood them. And you go and you shop around, and as a doctor, we always try to get a second and a third opinion. But the bottom line was the numbers were the numbers, and the numbers weren't lying. And then I had this immense feeling of guilt, I guess, because it's not just the number, it's also the embarrassment of how could I have missed this? I'm supposed to be in control. I have a very systematic approach to understanding science and data.
Yes, you're a scientist.
Exactly. How could I not keep the numbers right on this? So, you know, it just brings me back to kind of really having a respect for what is your areas of expertise, right? So, just as I don't expect you to go out and operate on patients.
Which is better, yeah.
Which is better. Yeah. All of us. I should also not be expected to understand and do my own taxes. And I think, you know, the RSUs really shifted from something which I thought was a kind of a reward to almost like a pop quiz to which I didn't really prepare myself. It was, unfortunately, you know, a hard lesson. There was sleep deprivation that went alongside with it.
Yeah.
And it affects the way that you engage with your partner or your spouse. It affects the way that you engage with work. And there's a certain level of resentment towards HR and a company. And at the end of the day, the other person that you could really blame is yourself, because you didn't investigate, you didn't have the awareness and the understanding of what is the, you know, what is the implication.
So from today's perspective, if a friend would tell you, as part of my compensation, I am receiving RSUs, what would you recommend to this person?
I would recommend to this person, make sure that you actually understand what is the implication of an RSU in the country where you are residing.
Yes.
So for my team, which is internationally based all across the world, I actually advise them to engage with a tax person, such as yourself, at the earliest convenience, because it's only with planning and you know, there's a saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And if you don't want to fail, you need to really plan ahead. You need to sit down. You need to understand what is the implication. You need to look at the vesting dates. And you need to be able to have a conversation also with your HR partner inside the company. Does this make sense for you at this time in your life? Then really have a conversation with your tax partner and really understanding what is the financial implication of the vesting date. And, you know, what is the long-term plan? What is the end game that you have with regards to the money that you want to put in your pocket?
Yes. Like, basically, I mean, you mentioned this feeling of I'm a rich man, which we have to clarify that an RSU is not something that is making you poorer in the end. No. It's just you need to pay taxes based on the value they have on the vesting day. The thing is, you can get yourself in trouble if you spend the money before you're putting away money for the taxes. And you can get yourself in trouble even if you're not selling anything to go buy something. But if the value of your shares declines, because you will have to pay taxes on the higher level. I mean, values can move in any direction, but you have to keep it in mind. It's like, I think what would have helped you is on the vesting day, clear calculation of this is how much you will definitely need to pay on this. You potentially would have sold shares on that very day, put the money aside.
Which would have made sense.
And for what's about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that is the pragmatic approach.
Yeah.
And not to file it in the I'll deal with this later category, because basically that I'll deal with it later will come the same day you have that surprising tax bill. And I have to say, you know, it obviously was a lot of money. It was a shock and it had implications that was not only embarrassing and, you know, caused severe anxiety, but at the same time, you know, we sometimes tend to forget what is the bigger picture of our salary, our bonus, our RSUs. There's stock options and there's all of these various stock bonuses and all of these things add up in one year.
Yes, they do not live in separate boxes.
No, even though they come in separate folders in your mailbox, eventually they all hang together. And if you don't understand what is the implication of that, you'll be where I was a couple of years ago with a red face and a disgruntled partner and having really to sit down with yourself and plan how we're going to take care of this, because that requires an intense forward thinking, because you need to have a strategy of how you're going to cover that moving forward. And then actually
before you spend it, or before it loses value, because the value of your stocks is declining.
And had I hung on to it and just sold it at this point in time, then I could have said I'm a rich man,
because the rest would have been there for you to spend.
Exactly. But I didn't. This was the lesson. It was expensive school fees.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm happy to be here with you to create awareness around this.
Yeah.
Because I think specifically in pharma, we're really good at creating awareness of diseases the treatment of, you know, interventions, etc. But often we self-neglect and we can't rely on our HR partner to carry that weight for us. Because ultimately, I'm responsible for my tax.
Yes.
They're not knocking on HR's door.
No.
No.
And they won't pay for that.
And they're not knocking on your door.
No, no.
Yes.
I won't pay your taxes
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. You're not going to pay the tax for me.
Yes.
So that's, I would say that's a really important message. It's really understand your salary, understand the structure, understand the vesting dates, really understand what you want to do with the money and what is your financial situation, you know, forward.
Yeah.
And have strategy. You sit with your tax partner and come up with the way that you want to really, you know, invest money in yourself. And if there's stuff that you want, I'm not saying don't enjoy the money.
No, not at all.
But be very careful not to spend something that you maybe don't have.
Because a share of the cake needs to go.
Exactly.
To the tax authorities, which is, I mean, we're not doubting that this is correct. It's just, as you said, if you are not aware, it can get you into trouble. And there's so many different compensation models out there. There's RSUs, there's options. There is so many, many, many different options. And they are not treated equally. Like each model comes with specific tax implications. And we just now discussed RSUs in more detail. And if someone listens to us that is like, oh, actually, it's something I'm receiving, and I'm not 100% sure how that is going to influence my taxes. Also, I would also advise, make sure you understand and make sure you plan ahead.
Yes.
And make sure you have the money available, liquid, money available to pay that tax bill because the tax office doesn't deliver this cold drink with the tax bill.
Doesn't come on a beach, no.
No, no drink.
And I have to say, you know, everybody's situation is very unique.
Yeah.
You know, HR approaches it from a business point of view where everybody's sitting on the same Zoom call and everybody's getting the same information, whether you're in Denmark or the US. Yeah. But ultimately, it's a very personal thing. Mm-hmm. And what we always notice is after the meeting, we're just confused on a higher level. And even though we stay in water, you know, we don't understand everything, and you can go on E-Trade and all of these other platforms where these things are and when school yourself, but your situation is unique. And the only person who actually would understand that is the person that you need to partner with as a tax advisor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, we all have our levels of expertise, and I'm not going to do your job, and I don't expect you to do mine.
Yes, please don't. I won't.
I tried it, it was a mess.
Yes, yeah. No one survived me doing that. Yes.
To sum it up, it is something that we have been talking about in this podcast about other areas of life where taxes come in. It's always about awareness. It's always about, it's not a sign of being not capable, not being intelligent or whatever. If you seek help and advice, it's on the contrary. Yeah. It is a sign that you know your limitations and that you are aware. I need to get an expert to actually take care of it and answer the question properly. And I also highly recommend ask ChatGPT. You can ask ChatGPT anything, but ChatGPT won't take any responsibility.
ChatGPT is not going to pay the tax bill either, right?
Not at all. And if ChatGPT gives you a wrong answer and you point it out, it will be like, are you actually right?
I think we need to acknowledge that complexity will always exist, right?
Yes.
But it's important to understand that complexity is there. And you need to feel comfortable with it. This will provide you with better sleep and less anxiety. And you can really move from reacting to forward planning. I think that's really important. And I think, you know, RSUs are completely manageable. But with it comes a psychological burden that you need to understand and you need to be able to deal with. And, you know, I think peace of mind is something that you can't buy. Peace of mind is something that you need to earn, and peace of mind is something that you can only have when you partner with the right person to make sure that you've actually have a forward-thinking strategy on how you're going to deal with what potentially could be a disastrous tax bill at the end of the day.
Yes. So actually, it was Willem who asked me to include this important topic in our podcast. Thank you again for pointing out the importance of this and to sharing your story with us.
You're very welcome. And if we can help one or two people.
Yes.
Sparing them from the anxiety, then this was worth all of it.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today, Willem.
Julia, thanks for having me.
And we will hear Bastian Thurneisen to bring some lawyer expertise to this topic now. Hello, Bastian. I'm welcoming Bastian Thurneisen. He's a tax lawyer, and we know each other from a campground in Lesotho, actually. So this is how we met. Funny side story.
Thank you for the invitation. Hi, Julia.
So we will not talk about campgrounds in Southern Africa, but we just heard Willem's story of RSUs vesting and then a tax bill happening the year later. A very unpleasant surprise for him. And I think the story like Willem's is far more common than people admit. And I'm sure you've seen that as well. People that are really, really surprised by how all of that happens. So we quickly discussed before recording that there's an endless variety of employee share plans, options, stock plans, like endless varieties.
Really endless, yes.
And we could potentially talk about it for hours or days, but we won't. So we will talk about RSUs, just like Willem received them, and the legal implications behind it. Willem took us to his emotional journey he had with his RSUs. So, Bastian, maybe you can give us some clarity. How does it work? I'm an employee, I receive a salary, and now my employer also gives me some RSUs. What's next?
So the good thing for Willem is he's not the only one, I can tell you. So I have seen it many times in my practice that employees, especially from multinational companies, are surprised when they get the tax bill and they see, oh, there are some employee participations, whatsoever options, shares or RSUs. You haven't thought about it. So really, he's not the only one. But in the end, the tax administration doesn't care. So you need to pay the tax bill. So speaking about RSUs, it's really important to understand how it works or to understand the employee participation plan. So mostly they are vested. So you are just entitled to receive certain amount of RSUs over time.
So the employer promises me to give me 100.
Exactly.
And then he tells me, but I'm only giving them to you in 2 years time to make me stay
exactly
in the company and to look for another job.
It's a long-term incentive for the employees. So,
and in 2 years, let's assume I'm still with this company.
Then probably 50% West. So you receive 50 of that 100 shares. And that, from a Swiss tax perspective, is the tax event. So with the vesting, you get taxed on the value of the shares you receive.
On that very day.
On that very day.
Not on the day when they were promised to me. No. Not on the day when I'm selling them, but on the very day they vest.
Yes. If they are listed. So if it's a listed company, many of the companies in Switzerland are not listed and then another principle applies. But if we speak about listed shares, then that value is relevant for tax purposes. So, and this value comes onto your salary certificate, which you receive on the year end. So the employer has to certify that employee participation on that salary certificate. And
makes your net income go up by that amount. And if it's a lot of shares that vest, this amount goes up by a lot.
Exactly. And you also pay social security on that, et cetera, et cetera. And it could be, that's always the game you have to play, that the shares don't have that value anymore the day you want to sell them.
There is volatility. As you see
them. So, there could be a mismatch, but also, they could also increase in value, of course. But at the date you receive the tax bill and you realize I don't have that much cash to pay my tax bill and you want to sell the shares and the price of the shares have decreased tremendously, then you have a liquidity problem, as Willem did.
Yes. So one, there's two problems could arise. One problem is you don't sell any share, value drops. You want to sell it to settle your tax bill, but the value doesn't match your tax bill any longer. Or you sell the shares when they vest and you invest it like Willem did in a beautiful house.
Yeah.
Then it's not liquid anymore. Like he didn't spend the money and got rid of it for beautiful clothes. Yeah. He invested it, but he had what we called a liquidity mismatch. So he had the house, but then there was a tax bill.
Yes. And normally the tax administration don't accept part of your house somewhere in Italy. So they want to see the cash. And yeah, that's a common problem I see in practice for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So and that's why it's really crucial to understand how your participation program works and what does and what that means for your personal tax situation.
Yes.
And especially with cross-border situations, if you receive the RSUs when you're resident outside of Switzerland, you move to Switzerland, it's different compared to if you're only in Switzerland resident or if you export these RSUs, etc. So you really need to understand what does that mean to my personal tax bill. It's in your own interest and it's your own problem. It's not the problem of your employer.
Yes.
And that's what I often see also in practice, that they say, my employer didn't tell me anything. And that's, yeah, it's not his problem. It's your problem.
Would be nice if the employer that gives out such RSUs informs their employees. But this is also what Willem told us. There was some information, but he was more confused after it than before.
And I mean, they are complex. The
yeah, no doubt.
These participation schemes, they are, especially in international or multinational companies, they are very complex. And also for, I would say, common lawyers in Switzerland, they don't understand it. You have to be a tax expert or employment law expert to really understand what does that mean for me.
Yeah. And like, really, the misconception and the assumption my employer will handle it for me? No.
No.
We can clearly say no, he won't. And if you, to everyone that has such RSUs, it's part of their compensation, which is a great thing.
Absolutely.
It is important to be informed about the consequences for your taxes before.
Yeah.
Because you might decide that vesting day is the day when you sell all of them, or when you sell at least what you need to settle your taxes, or whatever, but you need to take an informed decision. Because the delayed, I mean, you submit your tax return a year later, you receive the tax bill. Like, maybe you don't even realize then what actually happened. And then you receive your tax bill another year or two later. Actually, the really, really unpleasant surprise, if you weren't aware, and imagine the debt income, you're paying on top of the taxes because you should have paid these taxes before. Like, this is really, we are really, really encouraging everyone to be on top of things and
absolutely,
to be aware.
Yeah.
And not to blindly spend it or ignore it.
Yes. And also, You cannot discuss it with your colleagues.
They might not know as well.
They might not know as well. And maybe the situation is completely different,
yes,
from their side. So you cannot compare the situation. So you really need to be aware of your own personal situation. What does that mean for your own personal tax bill,
yes,
in the end?
And a lot of these RSUs don't live in Swiss portfolios. They might be in a Morgan Stanley account in the US. Like, it's very common that we see RSUs like being held in foreign accounts. Just because it's in a foreign account does not mean that it's not relevant for Swiss taxes. It's just a different brand and it's still a mobile asset.
Yeah.
And it is relevant for your Swiss taxes. Yes. So, because we've also seen people holding massive amounts in foreign accounts, paying the income taxes. They did not have any issues paying the income taxes, but they forgot that after vesting, it becomes a share. It becomes part of your taxable wealth. Yeah. And because it was in a foreign account, it didn't even come across their minds that it could belong into the Swiss tax category.
Swiss wealth tax, yeah.
I mean,
that's not a tax optimization scheme just to hold your assets outside of Switzerland.
Yeah, whether it's an RSU or another stock or fund or whatever.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It only applies to real estate, but that's not what we are talking about. But as long as it's a movable property, it's part of your Swiss wealth tax bill.
So from a boring lawyer's perspective, we can just clearly say RSUs have an impact on your Swiss taxes. Get info how and make sure you are able to settle your tax bill.
Absolutely. And not only Swiss taxes, but probably also foreign taxes. I mean, if you, as I explained beforehand, if you are, or you received the RSUs when you were a resident outside of Switzerland, this could also impact your foreign tax bill, but also the Swiss tax bill once you relocate to Switzerland. So you really, it's unfortunate, but you need to consider both worlds, the Swiss world and the foreign tax world. And in the end, it makes sense for you to understand what tax bill you have to expect.
And again, it's
maybe not the best idea to ask ChatGPT, because you might get a first idea, but to be sure that you are understanding it correctly and that you are taking into account all these international angles that you might not even think about. So your prompt might not even be right.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, also for tax specialists, it's not always easy to understand these plans. So I don't think that ChatGPT will understand these kind of plans.
Yes.
So be careful with that. But as you said, it gives you a first idea, but then have a second opinion for sure from an expert.
And no one expects an engineer, a doctor, I don't know, anyone out there that receives such RSUs to understand it themselves. There are experts for questions like that. And please.
Yeah. And in my experience, it's cheaper to pay an expert than to pay the tax bill.
With interest
due to a bad advice or no advice.
Yeah, or to be in trouble. I mean, Willem told us about the emotional side and how much it stressed him out and how much anxiety was involved with this, because I think most listeners can relate that a tax bill of a few hundred thousands that you don't expect gives you some anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a very bad day.
Yeah.
And we don't want anyone to have that bad feeling because, again, RSUs are... they are part of your compensation. And most listeners won't doubt that income taxes are due on your income. And so are they on RSUs in the event of vesting. And it's just, it comes in an unexpected moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So thank you for bringing clarity to this sometimes overwhelming topic. Let's hope is a good thing in a lot of areas in life, but not when it comes to income taxes. So it's better to be informed and to be aware of the consequences. Bastian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thanks.